This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're going to Mogalakwena Municipality. We spoke to the spokesperson of the Limpopo Provincial Government, Mr. Ndabera Makwela, last night. He was, of course, reacting to allegations that were made against the Premier, Dr. Popera Matuba, and the MEC of Kokstar, Bascop Makamu, that alleged that they were involved in influencing the municipal manager to make payments to their companies. And largely, that's broadly the allegation there. But let's speak to Mayor Nwakutau Yatswala of the Mogalakwena Municipality. Mr. Mayor, good evening. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Damola, and good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. So you are aware, of course, Mr. Mayor, of these allegations that are there. And I'm aware of your response, and I'll get to your response in a moment. Just to help us understand, what are these allegations that have been made that you've become aware of? What is being alleged?
Okay, no, Gamula, no. There is a Facebook account that is circulating on the social media that the municipal manager of our municipality, that Maluleka, wrote something on the Facebook saying a lot of things about the Premier and the MEC of Kokstar. But like we have issued a statement as the municipality, I want to reiterate myself that our municipal manager does not have a Facebook account. So those allegations are unfounded, and we don't know the person who is behind all these things. But also safe to indicate that we, as the municipality, as we issued a statement, we are very much disappointed because the person who created this fake Facebook account is tarnishing the name of the Premier and the name of the MEC of Kokstar.
So initially, the first post, was it done through an account that is anyway linked to the municipality?
No, there is not linked to the municipality. Like I'm saying, there is a fake Facebook account that was created under the name of our municipal manager, Mtati Maluleka.
Yes.
And I'm saying our municipal manager does not
have...
No,
I got that. But what I was asking is, there was no way with the first one where it was traceable in any way back to the municipality. It is fake, but a human being created it. And so I'm asking, even with the investigation, with the first one, the initial one, there was no way that it was traced back to the municipality.
No. It's just an individual that we don't know who created this fake account just to tarnish the name of the municipality, the name of our municipal manager, including the name of the Premier and the MEC. That is why we have issued a statement as the municipality to distance ourselves from that particular fake Facebook account.
This is the municipality's position shared with the municipal manager as well?
Yes.
These allegations that are made and these issues of payments, is it something that the municipality has endeavored to check whether it's even possible in any way, has engaged the municipal manager to say, we see this, is there a possibility of this, anything of that sort?
Gamula, let me indicate that if you saw that Facebook account, after that Facebook account, the following day came another thing in the name of Mogalakwena corruption, of which it also say the municipal manager was attesting to some of the things of which are lies. But we take it back to all the posts that was happening on the social media about the municipal manager and myself about the unfounded allegations of corruption. But we want to indicate that even myself, I personally had a meeting with the municipal manager. He's not aware of those payments of the invoices, of which we are also saying this matter because it's very serious. As the municipality, we took an initiative to report the matter to the law enforcement agency necessarily, because those allegations are very serious. If indeed it was true, remember how the Premier and the MEC was going to take us as the municipality, including our municipal manager. But I also want to indicate that the issue of corruption in Gamala, in all institutions of government, including the municipalities, are attested by the Auditor General. And I also want to inform you that Mualakwena local municipality, remember, it has been on the news for a very long time, for a period of about 10 years. Only now, when the municipality is improving the stability in the municipality, we are improving the audit outcome, we are getting the awards of not incurring the unauthorized expenditure, is then that there are some other people. It seems as those are the people who were behind all these wrong things that were happening in the municipality. But we are saying the matter has been reported to the police, and we hope and believe that for as long as we can give them time and space, they will do what they're supposed to do. At the end of the day, the perpetrator will be known.
In terms of, as you saw on social media, that is that fake account, fake, I'm quoting you when you say that, there were some alleged invoices. Are those recognizable? Did the MM say, this I know, I don't even know, this doesn't look like anything we've done business with?
Like I'm saying, Gamula, that I spoke to the municipal manager myself. And remember, in the municipality, there are certain people who are doing business with the municipality, the service providers. You may find a situation that even some of our employees in the municipality can take a confidential information of the municipality to the public, of which I didn't go through each and every invoice. But what I can tell you is that the Premier does not have any, or the MEC, any relationship with our municipal manager, and there is no way that the Premier or the MEC can give the municipal manager an instruction to make payments to the service providers. Even myself as the mayor, there is no way that I can go and give the municipal manager that instruction, because it's a pure administrative process. If there is anyone who's doing business with the municipality and he done the work and the work is done, is the responsibility of the municipal manager to make sure that that particular person get his or her own payment.
So you are not able to say whether the invoice itself is fake or not at the moment?
Gamla, remember they are saying those people are related to the MEC and the Premier.
Yes.
And myself, in my capacity as the mayor, I can't say this person is related to the Premier or not related to the Premier or the MEC. Like I'm saying, the people who are making business in the municipality, is the responsibility of the municipal manager to make payments to those particular people. Even my good self as the mayor, I don't know who is getting paid when and how, because it's not my responsibility. But what I can say is that in as much as we have distanced ourselves from those particular allegations, you can see that as the municipality, the overall budget of our municipality is about 2.1 billion. That is including the project, that is including the remuneration of workers and the councillors. That is also including issues of operation and maintenance and other municipal related issues, of which, if you say we have paid 1.1 billion to those people, it means the remaining balance, there is no way that we can do all these things that are remaining. And as the municipality, I also want to inform you, Gamola, with confidence that like I was assuring you, as the municipality, we have adopted a funded budget as the municipality. After a very long time, we have improved our audit opinion after a very long time, and we also received the awards of spending 100% in terms of our grant, it means there is no any money that we took and took it somewhere where it was not supposed to go. That is why I'm saying all the project that was abandoned and stalled a long time ago, we were able to resuscitate those particular projects. And where I'm sitting, I'm very happy and proud because we are at 100% in terms of spending. As the municipality,
I'm struggling to reconcile something you said. So you say to me in one front that even you as the mayor would not know what companies you are paying and what companies doing business with the municipality.
And
then you say on one end that it means this audit outcome and comment from the AG that there's no money that has gone where it's not supposed to go.
Yes, exactly what I'm saying.
You will only hear me out, Mr. Mayor. You'll only need to know where the money went for you to be confidently sure that it is where it is supposed to go. But initially, as you said, you don't know who the municipality is supposed to pay.
Ngamla.
Yes.
Like I'm saying, that one is an administrative issue. Remember ourselves as the council.
Yes.
On a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, we are receiving reports from the administration about all the administrative processes that are coming through. And it's not our responsibility, I'm reiterating myself, to pay the service providers or to pay the invoices is the municipal manager. That is why he is called the accounting officer.
So,
because
so
at the end
that.
Of the day...
Look, Mr. Mayor, I accept that. But I struggle when you say, after having said that, that there is no way monies have gone where they are not supposed to go. In one instance, you say paying people is not my responsibility. In one instance, you are saying to me, money went where it is supposed to go. So I'm struggling with reconciling the two. But that is not really a train smash.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Please, so I can abandon this question. Let me make sure you heard me, that there's not been a misunderstanding, so I can abandon it. I don't keep pressing on it. The issue of the invoices, you had a meeting with the municipal manager. I'm sure it came up in that meeting to say, but municipal manager, these invoices, are they fake or these are our invoices? Did that come up?
No, Ngamala, when I was having a meeting with the municipal manager, because even myself, I'm having the Facebook account, I was asking him after seeing the circulation of on the social media about him having the Facebook account. And it's then that I asked him quite a number of questions. But after realizing that this is the fake Facebook account, I realized that obviously the people who are generating or the people who are behind all this fake Facebook account are the people who are behind all these unfounded allegations of corruption and the invoices and everything. But we also suspect, we also suspect that there are maybe certain employees of the municipality internally that are taking a confidential information of the municipality to the public.
Okay, okay. No, I hear you. Now, so you said that there is an investigation. You've taken this to the authority. Tell me, is the municipal manager being investigated for anything in a, to your knowledge?
From where I'm sitting, Ngamla, I don't know of any investigation against our municipal manager. In as far as the allegations of corruption are concerned, but because obviously if there are some other people who can suspect or can allege that there is corruption that is happening against the municipal manager, they are more than free to go to the police and open a case of corruption. And obviously the police will come to the municipality and make those particular investigations like we did ourselves after realizing that this thing of the fake Facebook account, it has always been an ongoing process. I didn't mention that some years ago and some months ago, there was also some circulation on the social media by the name of Tapole Dwaba. We went to court on several occasions, and we got the court orders for that particular Tapole Dwaba to desist from speaking things that are not true. We are having a court order with us as the municipality. And after realizing that there are very serious negative implications about that particular process of also what do we call? Like when they give you a court order and you don't comply with that court order, you know the danger and the implication is that you are very likely to go to jail. And it's then that after deactivating that Tapole Dwaba Facebook account, is then that came this other one of the municipal manager. And after ourselves as the municipality issuing a statement distancing ourselves from that, the following day came this other one of Mahalakwena corruption, of which you can see that this is a planned thing. The very same person that we suspect is Tapole Dwaba or whoever is the very same person who created this fake Facebook account, is the very same person who created this Mahalakwena corruption Facebook account.
All right, no, I hear you. Well, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Mayor. Good evening to you.
Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.